Well, unfortunately, EPA is moving ahead with their proposed rule without regard to the comments that they've received from farm and ranch people all across the country and lots of other interests as well. We've built this big coalition here in Nebraska of all kinds of groups, not just agriculture groups, but contractors, homeowners, real estate people, lots of different entities that are affected by this rule. Unfortunately, of course, EPA is going to move forward with implementation of that rule, and that will cause some problems on its own. It's clear that EPA did not listen to the comments that were submitted, and actually in many cases almost made things worse or went in the opposite direction of what we were telling them either that they needed to do or not to do. So this is a huge issue. It's going to be a long-term issue to deal with because, first of all, I think, you know, to reverse it, it's going to take either congressional action or action in the courts, and neither of those move very fast. And so we're unfortunately, I think, we'll have to deal with some of the implications related to the implementation of the rule and that or their changes. And so that's frustrating to me, and I think, you know, I probably could go on and on about it. I think one of the biggest concerns is that, you know, what kind of bureaucratic or regulatory nightmare does this create when you're attempting to keep track of so many things, and I fear that potentially we would just get bogged down in paperwork and those kinds and regulatory issues to do everything that we do, and so much of what we do on farms and ranches is time sensitive. Things need to be done on time, and weather is a factor in that, and I can see this being very problematic in that respect. So this is another thing where you know, we will continue to work very hard to do whatever we can to minimize the effect of the rule as they put it into effect, and then to really get it reversed, thrown out, whatever the right words are, as we move forward, because this is certainly move in the wrong direction and really does little to nothing to accomplish what the true goals of the EPA are or should be.